This is KERA News. I'm Jessica Diaz-Hurtado. Yesterday, hundreds gathered in downtown Dallas for the annual Dallas Police Memorial. It's a chance to honor the city's fallen officers. The ceremony held special significance, a way to honor the officers who were killed in downtown last summer.
We're standing on holy ground.
Members of the Dallas Police Choir sang in front of the families, friends, and police officers who gathered near City Hall to remember the officers who died in the line of duty. That includes the four Dallas officers and DART officer who were killed on July 7th. David Pugh is the interim chief of police. He had a message for those mourning the deaths of their loved ones.
To the families, I know it doesn't matter how long it's been, but the pain is real, and the pain feels like it was yesterday. We grieve with you, and we share your pain.
This pain is something Sergeant Ivan Gunter can relate to. The shootings last summer shook up the city. It also affected officers like Gunter. He's still in shock. Not only did he lose colleagues, he lost friends.
It's always, always difficult going through something like this. It's especially difficult because I was so close to some of the people there. All of us were. So this was a loss not just for the police department, but for the community at large.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings spoke at the ceremony. He said hearts overflow with grief over last summer's deaths. He says it's a time to support the police.
Let us unite behind our men and women that serve us. Let us never forget those that paid the ultimate price.
After the speeches, the sounds of bagpipes filled downtown. There was a 21-gun salute, and a Dallas police helicopter flew overhead, a special way to honor the fallen officers. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, KERA News.